You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a group of Milwaukee teens are helping beautify a new stormwater basin with murals inspired by ideas from their community. We'll find out what they created. First, between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Congressman James Sensenbrenner is a Republican from Menominee Falls who represents Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District and is running for re-election. I talked to him last week. Congressman Sensenbrenner, thanks for joining us.
Well, glad to be here.
Well, we're asking all the candidates to do this. Take 30 seconds or so to pitch yourself to voters in your district. Why should they send you back to Congress?
I have a record of proven effectiveness, and with Paul Ryan's retirement, the Wisconsin congressional delegation needs somebody with experience and ability to be able to get bills passed and to protect our state's interest. Because of the fact that I got a lot of bills passed, a lot of amendments passed, and I know how to pull some strings out there in a bipartisan way, I'm asking for people's votes in the Republican primary on August 14th.
Before we get into big national issues, what issues do you think are important here in Wisconsin, in your district in particular, that you would be advocating for?
Well, the first thing is to keep the prosperity going. I never believed I would see the day when Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3% or below. People are having higher take-home pay as a result of the tax cut. I think we ought to make it permanent rather than expiring in 2025. I think that the deregulation that has occurred both in Madison and Washington, D.C., allows people to put more money at risk and to be able to create more jobs. I think our biggest problem with Foxconn coming on in is having the employees that will be able to do those jobs, and that's going to require a lot more effort on STEM education at the middle and high school levels.
One issue you've talked about for years in Congress is immigration. This is an ongoing story. No solutions seem to be in sight in Congress. What do you think anything can happen to fix the immigration issue in Congress?
Well, the immigration issue is completely broken, and anybody who says otherwise isn't telling the truth. The problem that we have had in the last year and a half is that there has been no idea of having any type of compromise between the Democrats and President Trump. Trump has been quite plain in saying that the border wall or physical barrier is necessary for him to sign some type of immigration fix. Every Democrat has opposed having any kind of physical barrier along the southern border. Trump has been very plain in saying that there's no deal unless that happens, and as a result, I think the Democrats have put their opposition to a border barrier ahead of doing something compassionate, particularly for the DACA kids.
Do you think a physical barrier is what the United States needs on the southern border?
It's part of what the United States needs. It's not the complete answer to the problem, but the Border Patrol has said very publicly that with a physical barrier, they can slow down illegal crossings enough to be able to get their people there to apprehend people who are coming into the United States illegally. If that's the case, we'll be able to arrest more people and slow down the flow of illegal immigrants. And that, in my opinion, is very important, because if the word goes south of the border that you're going to pay all this money and you're not going to be able to get into the United States because of more effective enforcement, you're going to see fewer and fewer people deciding to pay the money.
The president has floated the idea of a government shutdown a couple times if the border wall isn't funded. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I'm against government shutdowns, and you got to realize that there's going to be sparring tweets and sparring press releases. The government shutdown that Senator Schumer made in January ended up blowing up in his face, where he said that the government should shut down because they wanted to grant amnesty to a large group of illegal immigrants. Most Americans are in favor of having something compassionate short of amnesty done to illegal immigrants, but they certainly don't want to see the shutdown because of Democrat opposition to a border security initiative. And you know, I can say, you know, very plainly that the result of the 2016 election shows that people are willing to compromise. Republicans have been willing to compromise relative to keeping the DACA kids in the country. Democrats have not been willing to compromise in terms of a physical border wall or high-tech stuff to slow down and maybe stop people illegally crossing the border.
Another border issue, imports and exports. The president has imposed tariffs against major U.S. trading partners, allies like Canada and Mexico and the European Union, and adversarial trading partners, I guess, like China. You've heard from your constituents, I know, at your town hall meetings about this. What would you like the president to do?
Well, I think the president made a mistake, and before he put the tariffs on, I joined 100 other Republican congressmen sending him a letter saying, don't do it. He's gone and done it anyhow. And I think what we need to do is to have country-specific tariffs, like throwing the book at China, rather than products-specific tariffs, such as agricultural products and the aluminum and steel that we need, particularly in our defense industry. I have co-sponsored Congressman Mike Gallagher's bill to say that when national security is used as an excuse to put on tariffs, Congress ought to have a vote on it before it becomes effective. Before I got to Congress, Congress gave away its authority to review or veto tariffs to the president. So there really is nothing that Congress can do except pass a bill that's sure to be vetoed, killing the tariffs. So we need to change the procedure and balance out the powers between the Congress and the president on this issue. And Mr. Gallagher's bill does that.
We're talking to Congressman James Sensenbrenner, running for re-election in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Let's move on to election security. You released a statement last month saying you have no doubt that Russia tried to meddle in the 2016 election. Is the United States now, with election 2018 not far off, our primary is just a couple of weeks off, is the U.S. doing enough about foreign meddling?
The answer is no, but we've been doing an awful lot since 2016. The Department of Homeland Security has been working with state and local election officials, telling them what to look for, particularly looking for hacking of voter registration rolls and things like that. I can say that with all of the stuff that we heard following the 2016 election, the statewide recount on president ended up showing that nobody was able to hack into the voting machines that we use anywhere in the state. That's comforting, but we need to do more. The other thing we need to do is to have our social media, you know, start pointing out when there is something specific that is designed to change American moods that pop up when we go into social media sites like Twitter and Facebook. I think that's where the Russians were most successful in the last election. And Mr. Mueller has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers for doing that. I would doubt that Putin would order them extradited to the United States, but at least it says that there is sufficient evidence to convict these folks on what they were doing on social media. And that should be a shot across the bow that should be heard in Moscow.
Some of your Republican colleagues in the House have moved to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a bad idea. I think that Rosenstein should be censured for not turning over completely the matter that has been subpoenaed by numerous congressional committees. That, I think, is the remedy that really should be used. And also, I think we should consider finding Rosenstein in contempt of Congress, which is a way to try to force him to divulge the information. I think it is more important that we get the information and find out what really went on in the Justice Department than end up getting a pound of flesh and going through a very lengthy and, I would say, expensive impeachment inquiry and trial in the Senate. I've been named the House prosecutor in 4 impeachment trials, 3 judges and President Clinton. It stops everything in Congress from being done. And I don't think we need to stop everything in Congress with all these issues that we need to address.
There's been a big anti-establishment movement in both parties in some ways. It's part of why Donald Trump is in the White House now. If I counted right, you're the 2nd longest serving member of the House right now. What would you say to someone who said, maybe it's time for a fresh face, new blood, somebody who hasn't been in the system so long?
What I would say is that with Speaker Ryan's retirement, we need to have somebody who's been both effective and has experience in terms of vigorously representing the state of Wisconsin, not only in the House, but also in terms of talking with the administration so that states with bigger delegations don't end up getting all the money and all of the goodies. The other thing I can say is that I'm the town meeting king. I had 115 of them last year, and some of them were quite contentious, but I kept on doing them, notwithstanding some of the rude and insensitive and disrespectful people that were in the audience when a lot of my Republican colleagues went into hiding. You don't see Jim Sensenbrenner go into hiding on anything.
Leave us with your top priority for, if you're reelected, for 2019.
1, making the tax cuts permanent. 2, funding the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, as has been promised with the authorization bill. That's a massive federal intervention in terms of trying to stop the opioid crisis. I was the principal House author of this bill, which was overwhelmingly passed and signed into law by President Obama. I think that that is probably one of the most important bills that came out of the last Congress and was signed at the end of President Obama's tenure, and I'm proud to have been the major and first House sponsor of it.
Congressman Sensenbrenner, thanks for taking this time today.
Thank you very much.
That was Congressman James Sensenbrenner, a Republican running for re-election this fall in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Dr. Jennifer Vipond, a Republican in that race, will join us at this time tomorrow. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all those interviews at wisconsinvote.org.